there's a relief. And then, you know, I asked God for, a spiritual relief, and then he gave me somebody that was showing me, like, the ropes and the ways of God. You know, he's a minister. He's an elder. He's in church.
He just became an elder, though.
Yeah, but he was an elder in training. And he was a minister, and then, I don't look at titles though. I never looked at titles. I just see that he was a man of God and you know, a minister of music, I love the music. Obviously, Wally. But he was a great.
I got to stop you right there because you're making a different kind of music right now. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to call out the bullshit when I see it. No.
But the thing was, it wasn't an attraction like that. It was just something that happened because of the state of mind that I was in.
Were you manic or something?
Huh?
Were you manic or something?
No, real.
Y'all ain't shit. Shut up.
Hey, look. Like, the look I got was, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, bro. Why wasn't you gonna tell me? I was trying to take that to the grave. You weren't supposed to meet him either.
Michi, he's not lying. I gave this nigga no rest last night. I'm surprised he went to sleep after he drove all that way. I gave that nigga no rest, no reprieve. I didn't need to give him a break till I hit the bathroom. Y'all niggas gonna have to explain some shit to me, nigga. I'm not the cutest nigga by a long shot. I mean, I am cute, but I'm not that goddamn cute. I don't know what the fuck that was. There ain't enough excuses in the world for that.
I'm not an outside looker. I mean,
apparently. Okay. Apparently, you must be blind to the outside.
No. I know he ain't attractive at all.
Hey, how do you go from this to that?
That is the question.
I feel somewhat disrespected.
Hey, you know what? I wasn't gonna say that, but I was thinking. I was like, that's low key disrespectful, bro.
Yeah, like, I low key feel disrespected.
It was like, because I didn't have that before. Where I see like my ex, and I seen the new nigga she's dating, and I was like, yo, you disrespected me.
I mean, you saw who I started messing with after you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm like, okay, that's who you start messing with after me? Damn, that's disrespectful.
Right.
No wonder Levante got a problem with you.
Dude, I can understand why Levante has a problem with that nigga.
Man.
Levante probably looked up at a nigga's face and he was like, I'm gonna fuck on you, bro. I'm gonna fuck on you. I'm out your goddamn mind, bro. I'm gonna fuck on you.
Thank you guys for tuning into my podcast. This is Mossy. This is a conversation with Michi Meech and Dago Listic, and we really getting on her about her dude. We hella getting on her about her dude.
you ain't shit, but for real though. What the fuck?
Hey, I'm gonna let y'all know right now, I got about 4 minutes and 56 seconds of that conversation. I told y'all if y'all start talking about it, I was gonna podcast it.
I'm not even mad, bro. Because there's no possible way, dog. Like I can understand if he was one of the sweetest, but he's arguing with a fucking 7-year-old, bro. Like at that point. At that point, see, we're kind of done.
That's kind of what broke it. My son don't even respect you. He don't like your conversation. He doesn't even care to be around you. So now it's like, why doesn't a kid like this person?
Right, and like I don't even know the wrong thing like that, bro. Like he doesn't even know me. He don't come at me like that. And if he did, I'd be like, bro, you a child. Sit your ass down. And I say that shit in front of both of y'all. I catch fade. We can catch fade with whoever. But right. I'm not going to sit there and argue with your kid.
Entertain the child. No, you're not. That's not
entertaining, bro. That's not what we're doing.
No. But with our child, when he argues back with our child, isn't that entertainment for him?
Yeah, it's entertainment for Levante. Hell yeah. He's getting exactly what he wants.
But my kid is challenging him.
He's through. He's hella testing him. He's hella testing him. And that's what I told him on the phone. I said, bro, he's testing you. And I thought that he would be like, oh, he's testing me. Let me stop arguing with him. But he went totally left field with that.
Then on top of that, like he's just up there and getting mad at me because I break down and give Levante a different thing. But Devontae has to work and show me something different before he gets what he wants. But with him, all Devontae has to do is, I don't like you. Da-da-da-da-da. Man, just let him watch the TV. Just let him get the soda. Just let him know.
No.
Just tell me to give him whatever he wants. Bro, don't just break down because you sit there and want to be liked so much.
I don't care if my child likes me. He has to listen to me.
Right.
That's how I look at it. I don't care if my child likes me. He has to listen to me.
I don't give Levante everything he wants. I give it to him when I want to give it to him, when I feel like he deserved it or he did something that he was supposed to do and I didn't have to ask him. I'll give him what he wants.
Right, and here's the thing. Like, if you walk into a relationship and that woman has a child, you have to be the dominant figure because that's what they're going to see. Every time they look at some other dude or some other adult, they're going to
be like, you're not my dad, you're not my mom.
Which is fine. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? You can explain that to them. But however they see you, however their view of you is, if you come into a relationship, you know, with that woman and that child, they're going to see a lot of other men that way. That's going to be their perspective when they go out into the world.
And you know, all Levante has seen is me.
Right. And so he went from, oh, this is this nigga, to who the fuck is this nigga?
Right. Well,
you looked at that nigga, and he was like, you goofy as fuck, bro. I'm about to get at you.
Yeah, but I didn't bring them two together like that. I brought them two together as like a couple of weeks after we started talking.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. No, it wasn't even a couple of weeks, it was like a month after we started talking.
I'm gonna tell you what you did wrong, Meech. You didn't introduce Levante to the situation. You exposed him to it.
No, I introduced him.
So, you know, every now and then, exposing.
Let me tell you how I did it, though.
Okay.
Same. I said, is it okay that mommy talks to somebody? Because I think you have started talking to my father then. And then when I was like, you know, it's okay. Mommy still loves you the same way and still loves daddy the same way.
I love that man. I will always love that man. Listen, I'm sorry, but if you you went the right direction you did, you didn't love that nigga that way.
You know what? To tell you the truth, that's probably the reason why I went that way, to get something totally way different.
Completely different.
Look, look, Meechie.
Meechie.
What?
You went from the king to the court jester.
Bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, with this one, I did experiment. I did do something totally different.
Well, cancel that experiment. That did that hypothesis does not pan out.
Right, that didn't work. And like, you know what? No, because me and Marcy were having a semi-serious conversation about that. Because I didn't see you pull niggas, bro.
Yeah,
I done heard about you pulling niggas, Meechie.
Nigga, I have seen it firsthand, and she got Tyrese looking niggas with good jobs and two cars. Talking about, oh yeah, I'm gonna come get you whenever you like. She be having her wrapped around her finger, and she's struggling with a goofy looking dude. What the fuck happened? I'm disappointed.
I mean, damn, Meechie, is that what you think of me? Is that what I led you to? That's fucked up. I thought our relationship, I thought I at least elevated your ass. God damn.
It's like, no, I'm doing weird shit right now, bro.
Like, nah, that nigga Mossy was weird, so I'm gonna get me a weird nigga. That's gonna be my upgrade, a weird nigga.
I'm gonna get me a weirder nigga. I need to go completely weird.
I mean, Meechie, looking at him and you two together, yeah, that is not your type.
He is not your type at all.
Bruh, opposites are not attracting in this. You're doing charity work.
You think you're doing charity work? Hey, bro. Tell her how confused I was when they walked off.
They looked at me like, what in the blue fuck was that? Oh, hell nah. We gotta talk. What the hell? How did she go from this nigga to him?
Meechie, he's saying exactly what I said the way I said it.
Yes, I know.
Say, what in the blue fuck is that?
I was thoroughly confused, bro. Meechie, there is not that. I don't know what the fuck he was doing, dog. But you need to knock that shit all the way off.
Yeah. You need to turn. You need to close that chapter. You really do, because first of all, our son ain't gonna like him. No matter how hard you try, they gonna always butt heads. I mean, like Melvin told me, there's blood in the water.
Yes.
And Levante is the shark.
Oh yeah, he's a tiger shark.
Yeah, there's blood in the water.
Yeah, no, he's a baby great white, bro. He's trying that nigga at every angle he can, but nah. Like, you gotta stop that.
Like Robert, naturally his voice is deep and it's loud. So automatically Levante thinks he's yelling at him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because Robert's voice is deep and he's just naturally loud. So it sounds like he's yelling, because all Levante is used to is my baritones.
Right.
And plus, I don't. You've seen me. I don't yell at Levante. I talk to him calmly as shit. When I do raise my voice, that nigga go to pieces, because he know what's coming next.
Right. But see, here's the thing. If Levante met me or whatever, and I'm naturally loud.
Yeah.
And so. That can't really be part of it, because he was automatically cool with me. He didn't have no issues with me.
Yeah, but you weren't dating his mama.
Facts.
You understand? So like, the only person Levante want around his mama is Mossy.
Right.
Because Mossy is dad.
Mossy,
and it's like he said, I don't want you and dad to get back together. I just want to be around my dad. Remember you telling me that, Meech?
Yeah.
Because I don't want you guys to get back together. I just want to be around my dad. So, yeah, I mean, Robert don't... I mean, that relationship was doomed the minute it jumped off.
Right.
Because he'll never be, Levante will never accept him.
Right.
Never.
And as far, he senses, like, the thing about it is kids aren't stupid, bro. He senses something in that. He just can't put his finger on it. He knows something ain't right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hella knows something ain't right. Kids be knowing. Parents need to listen to their kids. Because kids be knowing. If your child's spirit is disturbed around a person, you need to get away from that person.
Right. And, like, it's funny because, like, parents be thinking they know everything, bro, because they don't pay attention to their kids. But kids are more sensitive to everything. It's not just like, oh, I have a sixth sense and I see ghosts and all the other bullshit. Kids can read people.
Yeah.
A lot better. They just don't know how to express it that way.
So think about that, Meechy Meech. I mean, we're not trying to rag on you about your man. We're not trying to do that. We know you. And we know the caliber of nigga you can pull.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hello, me? Where'd she go?
I'm here.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
We know the caliber of nigga you can pull.
That ain't it, Chief.
Yeah, you missed. You hella missed.
You missed.
You hella missed. You hella missed, and you borderline disrespectful.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga. Like, what? Were you trying to prove a point?
Were you trying to prove a point? Nigga, no.
You missed again.
Bro.
I mean, like, bro. I said, how do you go from an alpha to a slave class?
Yes, there's no way he's an alpha, bro.
There's no fucking way. He wants to be an alpha. He hella wants to be an alpha.
Hey, hold on for a second. I got a call coming in.
Go ahead. I mean, he wants to be an alpha. He hella wants to be an alpha. It's just not in him. It's not in him with you. It's like, you're an alpha. He wants to be an alpha. You guys are butting heads. Levante's like, you're not my dad. You're not even like my dad. I don't like my mama with you, so we gonna butt heads too. Because if my dad was here, he'd butt heads. That's why I said I wanted to meet him. Or when he said he wanted to meet me, I was all for it. Because I wanted to see how Levante was around him. And I saw what I needed to see. Levante's not happy. He does not like your boyfriend. He's not going to like your boyfriend.
And I don't force him to like him. I told him, I said, you don't have to like him, but you guys do have to get along for the moment.
Levante's not going to get along with him because he's the court jester.
But listen, I'm trying to tell your son the right thing to do for the moment.
Okay.
While we're in this situation, I told him, I said, while we're in this situation, mommy's working on getting us out of this because mommy messed up.
Okay.
Mommy's not happy. I said, I know you're not happy. And because you're not happy, mommy's not happy. And I said, mommy's working on getting us out of this situation because I need you to be happy regardless of where we're at. No, we cannot go back to stable ground on him. The place is too small.
Yeah.
I said, if grandma and him decided to get a bigger place with mommy and you, then that's fine. I'll go stay. But we have to at least have a 4-bedroom.
Yeah.
Because you need your own room, mommy needs her own room. Grandma and granddad can do whatever they want to do with the other 2 bedrooms. But mommy will be paying the most of the rent because mommy do not want to live off of grandma and him, and I don't want grandma and him thinking that they can tell me what the hell to do.
Right.
I said, I can't do that. I can't stay with Ellen M and be ran like a child. I'm not a child. I'm a grown-ass woman.
Yes, you are.
So,
happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm just tired of getting treated like a child and feeling like I have to be on pins and needles because of what my mom and my dad are going to say. No, I can't. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with that. I'm so done with that. it's time for me to live and be me.
Now, you know Robert was a rebound, right?
Yes.
You know that. You know that rebounds never work out, right?
I know that.
Okay.
But, like I said before, the person that I was really meant to be with, I didn't go that way because I didn't want to hurt him in the process.
Yeah.
And I would have stayed with you, but you had already put it in your mind that we're family. We're better off friends.
You my nigga, you my ride or die. I mean, I'd go to bat for you. I'd go to bat for you. I don't care who it is. I'd go to bat for you.
And I'll do the same thing. And you already know that. You already know that. Everybody should know that. That we're inseparable, regardless of who ever say. I'm not going to let nobody tell me what the hell about Mark. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm not letting nobody tell me nothing about Meechie. That's where we ran into problems earlier this
that's
year. And man, oh my God. That's where we lost control of everything when we stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like now on the other end of it, I mean, we're better friends now than we ever have been.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I respect you. I feel disrespected by you right now, but I respect you.
You know what? Shut up.
Oh,
I just don't want to hurt somebody else. You know what I mean?
Well, I understand. So you decide to take the weird nigga and hurt him. You cold.
I didn't decide to do that either.
You cold.
I wasn't gonna hurt him either.
But you knew he was a rebound.
I didn't know until I started getting the weird business from him and knowing that he wasn't right.
Yeah.
Because I was lying to myself.
Yeah. Well, just make sure that whatever decision you make from here on out, that you make sure you have Levante in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Levante wants it just to be you and him.
But it would not be just me and him.
I understand
not
that.
Not in San Diego.
I understand that. But I want you to understand that right now, Levante just wants it to be you and him. He don't mind mm-hmm. if I come through and hang out and shit like that because I'm dad. But as far as mom's romantic interest... Yeah, don't expose him to it. Introduce him to it slowly.
Yeah.
Let the guy come over and, you know, maybe make dinner for him or something and send that nigga packing. Don't let him spend the night. Because right now, if you go from Robert to another dude, Levante gonna be thinking, my mom's a hoe. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what he's going to think. Because, I mean, he thinks like I do. He thinks like I do. He solves shit just like I do. And he's going to stay. My mom's a hoe. That's why I told you when you were talking about the other place, I was like, look, if you move there, don't go into the room with the other dude. You got to introduce Levante to that. You can't be in the room with Levante strong, then all of a sudden you in the room with the manager. It's like, my mom's a hoe. So don't expose him to that, but introduce him to the situation. You understand what I'm saying? Introduce him to the situation. Okay, it seems like our conversation is dying off. I'd like to thank my podcast listeners for this moment in time. And we lost Melvin. He got on another call, Dagolistic, that is. So we got Meechie Meech here, Dagolistic, and Mossy. Thank you guys for listening. And I'll have another episode soon because I find funny things to talk about all the time. They may not be funny to you, but they're hella funny to me. It's just things that go on in my life that are day-to-day. I live an interesting life. I'm actually diverse. I do all kinds of shit. I also have a stream on Twitch and YouTube. Mossy Dab It All on Twitch and Mossy on YouTube. Check me out. For my listeners, thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. I hope you found something comical out of this because it's all comedy. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being on, Meechie Meech. Meechie, did these niggas hang up? Oh, they just left me. Oh, I feel some kind of way.